Framingham has arguably contributed more than any other place in the country to the health of all Americans. That's because of a wide-ranging and ongoing research effort among residents that help doctors understand the connections things like cholesterol, blood pressure, diet, and smoking have to heart health. The Framingham Heart Study began following the health of thousands of people in 1948, and today celebrates its 70th anniversary. Joining us is the study's principal investigator and director, Dr. Vasan Ramachandran. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Jack. Pleasure to be with you.
It's a pleasure to have you. So as we said, there have been a number of breakthroughs out of this program over the years. What sticks out in your mind?
I think it begins with the very concept of risk factor. The Framingham Heart Study coined the word risk factors, which we accept today as common scientific parlance. Not only did it coin the word risk factor, initially in 1960, the Framingham Heart Study defined the core group of risk factors, high blood pressure, high blood cholesterol, high blood sugar, and smoking that cause heart disease. And then moving from coining to defining, we combined these risk factors into a simple score called the Framingham score that can be used to predict the risk of developing a heart attack or in some cases a stroke. And further work after the Framingham risk score focused on refining these risk factors. Today we understand there is a good cholesterol that protects against heart disease. There's a bad cholesterol that predisposes you to heart disease. These have become the HDL and the LDL cholesterol. They are household words. And Framingham helped refine those concepts.
You've been on the project now for 25 years. How has the study of heart disease changed over that time?
I think the study of heart disease has revolutionized over this time. I think when I joined initially the Framingham Heart Study as a fellow, the knowledge from the Framingham Heart Study was foundational. We understood what were the risk factors. Then we went into the golden era of imaging studies in which I had the opportunity of contributing. We started doing cardiac ultrasound, cardiac CTs, cardiac MRs, which began to refine and fine-tune our knowledge of why people get heart attacks and strokes. And then I was fortunate enough to participate in the current ongoing revolution of understanding how we can look at whole genome sequence of individuals and begin to understand the complex interplay of one's genetic makeup and lifestyle and how that translates into the risk of developing disease over the lifetime.
Now, the study was originally supposed to just last 20 years. Why did that change? And is there a point where all this work is going to be done?
I think initially, over the period of 20 years, Framingham developed the foundational knowledge of identifying risk factors, defining them, combining them. Then it became very clear that heart disease ran in families and we didn't fully understand. The golden era of imaging came and it became clear that we could image people and find out precursors of heart attacks and strokes. So the study expanded and continued as new scientific advances came and the dynamic and creative team of investigators harnessed new technology and implemented it on our participants. So the great scientific productivity of the team led to the continuation of the Framingham Heart Study and led to the recruitment of the second generation in 1971. In 2002, with the completion of the Human Genome Project, a third generation was recruited to really understand with greater depth the genetic underpinnings of heart disease and stroke.
What does the future hold for the Framingham Heart Study and for heart disease research?
I think the future is very bright as we begin to understand how genetic makeup interacts with environment to really result in the manifestations of heart disease over the life course. And that's where our future lies, in unraveling that mystery using state-of-the-art molecular technologies.
Dr. Vasan Ramachandran is principal investigator and director of the Framingham Heart Study, which began 70 years ago today. Dr. Ramachandran, thanks for speaking to WBUR and happy anniversary.
Thank you very much.